Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Heinz Mayonnaise. You may forget what happened 3 seasons ago on that show everyone's talking about, but you'll never forget a delicious BLT made with unforgettably creamy Heinz Mayonnaise. Slather it onto a mouth-watering turkey club, mix it into a luscious garlic aioli, or layer it on a thick cheddar cheeseburger. And because of the unforgettable creaminess, hours later you'll be telling everyone within earshot just how good it was. Try something new. Try unforgettably creamy Heinz mayonnaise and the new Heinz mashups. Mayo chip, mayo q, mayo moost, and crunch. Seriously, enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, 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 everybody.
My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again. It's been too long. It's been so long, this is no longer a comedy club under a bank. Now it's a comedy club under a former, now empty, ghost bank. That's right, we're at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin! Oh boy, you guys, the memories I have here are not that many, but that's more of a memory loss problem. I remember the Sklar brothers. I remember Mark Wahlberg was here one time. Yeah. Graham Elwood was here. I always have a great time here at this club. It's Saturday, May 25th, 2019. And it has... There's a guy... Oh, this guy fucking mad for dates. You say a date, he will clap. Like your name is Rudy. He'll put you on his shoulders. I can't complain about enthusiasm. Even when it's weird. But the question I was gonna ask is, did you guys remember how to make name tags?
Yeah.
I thought you might, because Madison has always been a stronghold of name tag technology. It's like you guys don't have anything else to do here other than, like, this guy over here, where he's Detective Pikachu, and he's even wearing a Pikachu hoodie to really Pikachu it up. Good job, Dick. So many to choose from. Stand by Marin and the Alex Chainsaw Massacre featured currently on my Instagram until I delete it. Padding. Just kidding. Padding Tony, too. That's a good one. Mary Potter. Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that. Be quiet, Mary Potter. That's a terrible Maggie Smith impression. But great job, everybody. Wait, what's this Pop-Tart Mall Cop? Is that like what you've always called that movie? Because I love to give movies names that are not their name. Sometimes it's just something that sounds very similar. Like, I can never say Madagascar. I have to say Mad-Ass Gascar. So good job, dude. Doug Plugs, Doug Loves Movies is back. It used to be Franklin in L.A. on Tuesday, May 28th. The Cannabis and Cheese Tour starts June 1st at Laugh Boston and ends June 9th in D.C. at the Improv. All shows that week are going to... I'm doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies, depending on the city, and all of those will feature the great Dale Cheeseman. That's why it's called Cannabis and Cheese Tour, even though I could just call it that and it was just me. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah! Ah! All
my fuck!
Sir, we're not adding a very emphatic butt fuck to the end of that. I will walk off if that catches on. And now I feel like it will catch on. And that's not right. Trying to do a very positive show here. Just bring people laughter and sunshine and not butt fuck! Maybe if you'd have said it in a sweeter tone. Butt fuck! No, still bad. Let's do some dugouts. I want to do a dugout to the places I ate here in Madison yesterday and today. This is so far. I've been to Senor Machetes, Hop Cat, Crack Fries, yeah, and Ian's Pizza. Don't come to Madison without going to Ian's Pizza, I like to say. To hear me talk more about eating, be sure to check out Dining with D&K wherever you listen to podcasts. And also a dugout to Booksmart open this weekend, and I gotta say, hashtag Doug digs it. The prize bag today is, you know, I brought some stuff. Had to fly in, you know, so might have gotten some of this stuff on the airplane. You know, it's right there. Like a delicious Kind bar. Yeah. I have no kind of interest in that. So I'm passing the deliciousness, in case they're a future sponsor, on to you. Box Brown, very talented man, was on my show, Getting Dug with High. He gave me a couple of t-shirts I would never wear. This one says, Honk if I'm horny. I don't need that. People honk enough at me and scream super high me. I don't need that extra incentive for people to honk and yell. And then this one's pretty fun, I got to admit. It's just not my color. This one says, weed limit 69. So you got sex and cannabis in one hilarious shoit. I also included a copy of, I always bring magazines from the previous city, but I got a magazine called Smoke Cartel from smokecartel.com, so I threw that in here. Then there's a Douglas movie sticker and a, oh my goodness, a tiny Kind bar. Oh my God, this fucker procreated in my bag without a partner, which I think only seahorses can do. That's not the one. There's an animal. And if you remind me as you're leaving, because I'll be by the door for free photographs and autographs, but I'll also be there with some Doug Benson pins that you can purchase for $10, cash only. If you really only have a 20, just get two. And I'll be at the door with those, and I'll include one of those for the prize winner today. They'll save them the $10. All of that, plus stuff brought by my guests. Should we get them out here? I think you're going to like it. Please give it up for Anna Mazza, Mark Maron, and Jeff Tate. You guys, don't do this to Mark. He's already like, I'm not going to be very good at the games.
What am I going to do? I get a DM from you on Twitter. I'm working the club. Would you do Doug Loves Movies? What, I'm going to be like, no, fuck you,
no.
Doug. I'm busy in Madison at 4:30.
Well, you'd be surprised. Some of my comedian friends are busy in the most random places. I didn't think Tom Segura would have plans in Charlotte, but he did.
I'd like to hear what those were.
Went to school there and has school friends there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So it was legit. Right. It was legit. But it's always fun to drop his name because he's huge. I mean, he's doing very well.
Isn't that
and he
as
is
bad
getting
as
bigger.
He keeps getting bigger.
He is getting bigger.
Every sense, it's true.
He's not Tate big.
Nah. He wishes.
Already. That's already getting very, very contentious.
I do that immediately. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you jump right in.
I'm sorry.
You just
I love
met
you, Jeff.
Anna.
I apologize.
Yeah, you just met Anna.
Oh,
so
was that a bird?
Yeah. Kind
of,
yeah. He asked me to sit in between them because in case of anything.
That's right. You and Camille were right next to each other. That might have been part of the problem.
No. That would have happened no matter how far away from me he was.
Hang on, was that a burn?
Oh, you mean
did
before?
Get,
yeah. 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, did I get burned?
No, it got stuck somewhere before it actually got into you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks,
The burn hit your weed shield and dropped to the ground. Let's meet them individually, you guys, because we've almost heard from all of them already. Want to make sure everybody knows which voice belongs to which person. Give it up for Anna Mazza. Second time on the show.
Yeah.
Really, I rarely have a first-time guest like you in Lexington that gets the positive response that I got. People loved you on the show immediately.
Yeah. It was the meanest place. The internet was the nicest place to me. So, a lot of marriage proposals, a lot of wiener pictures. No, no wiener pictures. Just
at first, I thought you said waiter pictures.
Yeah.
And then when I figured out it was wiener, I was like, why would she? Why? It's the expression is dick pics. We've all agreed that that's the expression, not wiener photographs.
But Wiener still images of penis. No, everybody's been really nice, so, shockingly. So, thanks.
Yes, people were very excited about her, so I was like, I bet you she's going to want to drive 7 hours to Madison to do a show under a former bank.
I had to walk a half a block.
I'm getting to you.
It's not a contest, Mark.
I thought it was. I thought it was the whole idea.
Is that what you think contentious means?
Isn't it connected? Aren't they similar? Don't they have the same prefix or something?
Yeah, they come from the same root.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Professor Tate over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely on vacation, aren't you, Professor?
I'm tenured. As soon as I got tenured, I was like, I'm changing my clothes.
Finally, a professor that dresses like Skipper and Gilligan.
Right? Interestingly enough, Doug, I do teach maritime law. So that's why I dress like this. If you're in trouble on the water, fucking give me a call.
No one's arguing with you.
That's Mark Maron, everybody. This is almost like a prank show that, like, I devised this just to force you to come over here and participate. You really are, like, staying so close by that it would be weird to say no. Plus, you enjoy sitting. You enjoy amplification.
I do.
You enjoy laughter. This is fun, right?
It's starting to happen, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling something.
Plus, it's an amazing promotional platform. We've got season 3, the final season of Easy.
Yeah.
Is on Netflix right now, yes.
That's exactly the number of people that watch it. Was that reaction?
It's a
you
nice...
said a Netflix show, Easy, and people are like, nah, I don't know.
You know, there's so many platforms.
It was good, though. That last season, I did a good job. I will say that.
Yeah.
It's a good show, and people like you.
I don't know, man.
Not enough people.
What about the other show?
Yes, of course, Glow on Netflix.
Yeah. It's coming on. People like that one. Yeah.
That's back when?
August.
Are you allowed to say?
I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
It's all I got.
Sometimes I'll get into, one of those ClickNet internet places if one of my guests accidentally says when their show is coming back.
Oh, really? They get in trouble?
Yeah. Huh. But you know what kind of trouble that is. It's like, well, you're the star of the show, so we can do nothing to you.
Yeah, you get a letter
but
that politely says...
we're going to express our disapproval.
Yeah, yeah. The weird letter. It's like, hey, we sort of put the word out that maybe you shouldn't, like, do a... Done. Did it.
Yeah, like
everyone
Mark Ruffalo.
Knows.
Mark Ruffalo didn't stop being the Hulk. When he was out there giving away Band-Aid.
I mean, he did kind of stop being the Hulk.
Yeah, shut up! Is it too early for spoilers? Do you even see an Avengers movie, Mark?
I did not. I saw the posters. Is this whole show going to be on the Avengers?
Interestingly enough, it is
fuck me.
Hashtag International
fuck me. Walk
Avengers
a half a
Day.
Block just to make me look stupid again. I can do that in my room by myself.
People could treat you stupid for not knowing who plays Scarlet Witch or any of the other references that I don't know either.
All right.
Yeah, there might be an Avengers question.
That's right.
It's not going to be Avengers based.
Yeah.
That movie came out weeks ago. Right now, I'm all about John Wick 3. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I should just go.
Full title, John Wick Chapter 3. Parabellum.
Is it good?
Do you know what the word parabellum means?
Mm-mm.
It means let's do this. I think, right? Is that what they say in the movie?
No, you're thinking of Carpe Diem.
No, that's let's do this today.
Nah.
All right, so I guess we have to go. Sorry, Mark, that you have to go through this again. I know you feel like you're going to lose today, but Jeff Tate is here.
This is the best. I'm like that guy on Jeopardy. People like me who like that show, but outside of that show, nobody likes me. Just like that guy on Jeopardy.
The guy that's winning now and won't lose?
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps going, right?
Can they kick him off? Is there a point where they're like, get the fuck out of here, you had enough?
I think their thing now is that you can go indefinitely.
Oh.
And Ken Jennings went the longest, and now this guy beat Ken Jennings, I think.
Well, to
and
be...
Ken Jennings is like, thank God, I'm tired of being that guy.
So this guy
I want to do some calendar modeling. I'll tell you, he holds up a calendar nicely. Mark, your thoughts?
I was just thinking dark thoughts. I was thinking, like, this guy might be there for the actual changing of the host.
Yeah, that could be what they put an end to.
All right, so what?
No, that
so
was... What?
I told you it was dark.
That was
I gave
exactly,
you a fucking warning.
I couldn't be happier that I stopped to make sure you said that. Because that is my thought too.
Yeah.
I think Alex should pick somebody before. I think it should be, he should pass it on specifically.
Maybe that should be the final prize that they can win.
Oh yeah, he gets to host Jeopardy. And it's just stuff he knows. Like, he doesn't have a card.
Ken Jennings would be bummed. But he says he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want the gig, but he's being polite. He'd be perfect for it. He'd be a perfect person to take over. Somebody that's great at it. Because remember when Alex Trebek won on Jeopardy?
Yeah. In 1981?
Yeah.
He won all 5 days one week, and they let him be the host forever.
But it was Celebrity Jeopardy, so it was super easy.
And he had the answers on cards.
That's the only time I watch it is Celebrity Jeopardy, because then I know the answers.
Yeah, it's like they're...
It's fun to play. It's suddenly like, wow, Wheel is hard.
It's like they're getting the questions from a TV Guide crossword puzzle. Blank's Landing.
Let me think. It's Sully. Sully's. What do you got for the prize bag, Mark?
I have a nice poster of me that I will sign personally to the person that wins it.
It's got a Sharpie right on there. So.
And that can go right up on eBay.
I did not know that site was still up at all.
Is it not?
No, somebody bought it.
Is there another site?
Yeah, somebody bid really high on eBay. Buy eBay.
Am I living 5 years ago? What's happening?
Did you know Chrome is the number one search engine?
No.
And has been for 10 years?
No.
It's true.
Really?
I did it on GSN yesterday.
Really?
The game show network?
No, it's a drug. I was on GSN. It's... What'd you bring for the prize bag, Anna?
I made another candle.
Such a hit the first time.
That candle is called a homemade apple guy. I kind of burnt it again, but...
Oh, that's a good smell. Yeah. Do you like smells, Mark?
Yeah.
That's nice, Jeff.
Yeah, I like smelling.
And then I brought a lighter.
Hey. Puff, puff, fast.
I brought a lighter. It's a woof. howling into a fire.
A wolf?
What is that?
Is it a wolf?
Oh, that's one of those, like, you know, those t-shirts, like, kind of thing. Of,
yeah.
Right?
Or, like, on the side of a van.
The wolf face, and then behind it, another wolf face doing a different thing.
The howling wolf is my uncle, but the one that's in the foreground is my dad. Yeah. And then it's the RIPs, right? Yeah. It's just
if you can't stand me at my wolf, you don't get me at my howling in the fire wolf. And then this is a Tito's bandana. I did wear it once. I went to Calgary and I hiked at Banff National Park, so you're welcome.
I feel like I didn't bring enough stuff. Maybe one of my shoes.
And then, one more thing. Here, do you want this?
God damn it.
Do you want my
How about my belt? Do you want my belt? What?
Yeah, actually, I do. Holy shit,
you'll get
through
TSA quicker without it. Anyway.
And this my grandma gave me for Christmas, but you know how grandmas be. This is called backyard birding flashcards.
Is that a dirty thing? Oh.
Is it any relation to Dory's Dumplings or whatever that place is called?
Is it a game or just something?
I have no idea. They're untouched, as you can see.
Whatever it is, it's pristine.
They're those.
Wow.
Good times.
Yeah, that is really...
I think you're supposed to sit there and see if you see the bird on the card.
Yeah, it's like bird watching.
You can learn about them, their genus.
Yeah, you're like, oh, what's that bird over there? And then you find the one that it looks like. You know, it's good practice for in case you ever have to, you know, pick somebody out of a police lineup.
Yeah. And you can
if you're in a post-apocalyptic scenario and you have to know which ones are poisonous.
Yeah. Or you can know swans.
Some birds are poison, Mark.
Is that true?
Swans, yes. In there, I did read one. Swans only mate during a full moon. Mm. And that's not true at all. But you could learn that if you have the cards.
I think I know what that game... The object of the game is probably, like, you see a bird, and then you have to find the card before it flies away. and then you go, fuck!
I'd throw the card at the bird.
Yeah. It'd be a fun game. Do it?
I could do it, yeah.
You can? Of course you can. You got a lot of time. That was an afternoon, right? You remember that afternoon? I should be able to figure this out.
It's true. You just try long enough, it might happen.
Do you know how to juggle?
A little bit.
That's another couple days.
I can kind of do everything that's a skill you should really learn all the way, but I don't have that kind of time.
You're like a seven of all trades.
Oh, I wish. I wish a seven. That's really high up there. Jeff, what do you got besides really colorful pants?
I have a copy of my album.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, and
Title redacted.
It's too long to say. You don't have it already. You probably don't even have a way to play it, but it will remind you it's on Spotify. I saw Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom at the Alamo Drafthouse in Denver last week, and it turned out to be one of those talk-alongs that's where they gave out things to do. Like, so there was a kazoo and a heart, like a stress ball heart for when they pulls the heart out at the end of the movie. Yeah. Right?
You're just supposed to just sit there and squeeze your own heart.
And then do you look at other sequence? Strangers while you're squeezing and go,
yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah. Like that guy. Right? You do it at the
same time.
You
just squeeze it and go, this is why PG-13 exists. Because that movie was, PG rated, and a man reaches into another man and pulls his heart out. That's when the people went, oh, maybe
listen,
we should
I don't,
come up with a new rating.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the beginning of it, but the rest of it was a little too churchy. I don't like any movie that pushes a religion on me. Anyway, there's that garbage.
Thank you for bringing. Why were people? At what point were people encouraged to kazoo during Indiana?
Whenever the
Jones?
Theme Oddly, song the same played. I don't even know how to do it.
Changes the whole dynamic of the scene.
It's like you're suddenly watching Patch Adams.
I mean, it doesn't make it better.
Is that you know what? I'm not a 7 on kazoo. I need a little more practice on that.
Really? That's an easy one, I think. You can...
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I have mastered it.
Finally, something.
Then I found this movie on DVD, and I already had it, but this guy was selling it, or renting it, actually. There's a rental store in Asheville. But if the price is right, he'll sell it to you. And the price was $5. And the rental was $2. So I bought it for whoever wins today. It's called The Driver. It's from the 70s. But it's not, like, streaming anywhere, so... It's the only way to see it. But it's fucking dope. It's a car chase movie from the 70s.
Bruce Dern's in it.
Bruce Dern is in it.
He was in everything in the 70s.
Everything.
What the is laughing. It about?
That driver.
It's okay. About a guy. No, it is very, it's very stripped down. It's very stripped down. Like Baby Driver was partially inspired by it because it's Ryan O'Neal plays the driver. That's the only name he goes by in the entire movie. And Bruce Dern is like the dick.
Yeah,
as in detective, and then the lady character, she's the twat.
It was the 70s. It was a different time.
Yeah, it was a different time. It was the 70s.
What was that other movie that driving me? Oh, Vanishing Point.
Mm-hmm.
What was that guy's name? Barry Newman. Mm-hmm. I'm already winning the game.
Yeah, this was the game. You're doing great at it. All of that is going in the prize bag. What a wonderful prize bag we have assembled. All in a bag that is too flimsy to carry everything. So good luck. Good luck to everybody. And I got a question for everybody before we get to the games part, Mark. Don't stress. Do you need this? Do you want to hold on to that? I gave him the Tito's bandana.
Now he gets
and
it.
I gave him the wolf lighter. So many great stress relievers in here.
I'm just rubbing his shoulders.
Yeah, let him smell the candle.
I'm going to smell the candle again.
It's really good, huh? I mixed it myself.
But
really
is that like, what's it, the candle, so it smells like, so people are just going to walk into your house and go like, are you cooking pie? And you're like, no.
Yeah, thanks. I'm a shitty person.
I don't think I was implying that.
Is
that
no, I'm just kidding. What should you, what, I can't believe.
They walk in and go, who's burning vanilla?
Yeah, it's to hide the farts.
Yeah.
Right, so in Mark's scenario, you go in and you're disappointed it's not the good thing, then what should candles smell like? Like a four-day-old rotting body? Did you murder your family? Oh, you didn't? Oh, cool. I thought you murdered your whole family like a few days ago. But it's just the candle.
Yeah, I didn't know how to get asparagus rotting in the fridge as a scent, so apple pie.
All right, lesson learned.
No, that's crazy.
Nice smelling candle jokes. Yeah.
Did someone shit the bed?
No. Oh, it's my candle.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
It's my art, Mark. Please respect it. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. Marc Maron's here. That's crazy.
All right, here's the question.
Is this a game now?
I'll start with Jeff. So by the time it gets to you, you'll be like, I got this. Because it is simply, Jeff Tate, what was the last movie you saw?
Aladdin. No. Did you hear those people were like, no. They're so disappointed in me. This is the stage where I said I liked the Lone Ranger. You guys are gonna sell me out. Aladdin was. Turns out he's. First of all, he's not blue the whole time. He's only blue a little bit.
The what rest does that of
the
mean?
Time, he looks like Will Smith the rest of the time.
So he's black and blue.
Well, he switches off between the two. He's either black or blue.
Okay. But other than that.
I had a good time.
Yeah,
I was all excited to say I liked it, but that was before I knew Mark was going to be on the show, and now I feel like a real fucking like I wish that I had seen something cool.
No, I'm glad
I saw that Jim Jarmusch director's cut.
Why do people put this on me? I'm happy you had a good time at this stupid movie.
Enjoy
it all you want,
Mark.
Dumbass.
Right, it's the best kind of movie.
I might be in one of those someday. I need to make some money.
I'm gonna be. Not that stupid.
You've appeared in some pretty cool stuff, and then what was that one you were in a bartender?
I was awake for 2 minutes. In the summer. What's his name? Need wedding dates.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
I was in the opening scene. They flew me to Hawaii. They needed me to do that 40 seconds. They're like, they want you. And I'm like, really? Yeah, it's just one scene. They're going to fly you to Hawaii. I'm like, all right. And it was like 30 seconds, but it was all right.
Yeah, I think I spent a great deal of time in that movie going, is Mark going to come back at some point? Like, why did they establish him and then you never see him again?
No, there was nothing else shot.
That movie has a lot of questions that come into your head while you're watching.
It seems like Mark's thing when he gets the call, he's with his agent. He's like, did you try to talk him out of it? You made sure it was me, right? Not someone else they're looking for?
It really was about Hawaii, really. And like, because I was like, are they going to fly me to Hawaii for a day? I'm like, fuck it.
Did you see the movie? Did you see it?
I saw it on the plane.
It was good. I liked it. On the way to Hawaii?
I saw the movie on the plane.
It's all right. That guy's a funny guy, that Divine fella.
Man, I enjoyed that movie. I like some good.
He's in that new Danny McBride show on HBO. It's him and Danny McBride and John Goodman, and it's about their religious, they're religious.
Another one of those Indiana Jones
or something, but no, they're religious. But they are con men. They're like going around taking people's money in the name of the Lord.
I mean,
this is Doug Love's movies, though. So let's get off of. Just don't talk about that TV show anymore. What was the last movie you saw, Anna?
I went to the theater and I saw The Aftermath. Good. Nobody else said either. I called it sexy attic time because that's all. It's with Keira Knightley and Alexander Skarsgård. And he's like, is he a Nazi? Is he not a Nazi? And she's like, it doesn't matter. We'll still go up and dry hump in your attic. So it's okay.
I thought you said addict. You mean
they're addicted
to
it.
Attic.
Attic.
Yeah.
What? Is this a weird take on the Anne Frank story?
Yeah, it's if Anne Frank and Peter grew up and then instead of hiding from Nazis, they are Nazis.
Ah, interesting.
Well, cool. Anyway. Look, Game of Thrones is over, and my dumb dragon show ended dumb, so I'm mad, I guess. Whatever. Thanks.
Did I fuck
and then we never heard from her again.
Did I fuck that all up for you?
Mark?
What?
You know what the question is now, right?
I actually saw a screener of You'll Always Be My Maybe, the new Ali Wong movie with Randall Parks. That's going to open next week or something, or on Netflix. I saw that, so no one knows anything about it. So there can be no support or anything from any of the people here. And I watched I think the last one before that regular movie, I watched McCabe and Mrs. Miller again. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's really good. But yeah. Let's talk about that first one. That movie on Netflix, because it is a movie.
Yeah.
But it's on Netflix, so people like to argue about, is that really a movie?
I don't know. I watched it on my computer, so what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Steven Spielberg thinks it's not a movie. He's fighting Netflix calling their movies movies. But...
that's fun.
If they put it in a movie theater for a week, you know, somewhere, then that's all it needs to qualify as a movie.
Oh, you know what I watched? I watched a movie I was in. Does that count?
Sure.
I watched Sword of Trust, which is going to open in July. It's a Lynn Shelton movie.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's going to open in movie theaters.
Everybody's psyched about it.
All right.
The excitement in this room is palpable.
Well, I mean, I didn't go to any new big movies. You know what I mean?
Those were all good answers, Mark. Settle down.
I know, but I got nothing.
Mark,
I thought everybody would be like, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, fuck yes.
But well, that sort is of a like, classic.
It's long and it's a little difficult, but it's one of my favorite movies.
Even though they're in the wilderness, in the snow, do the characters talk over each other like they do in all the other Altman movies?
Of course. Yeah,
you can so barely... that must be frustrating.
Well, no, you do a lot of this. You're like, wait, what? Stop it. Rewind it. I still didn't hear it. Did you hear it?
Are you saying this to your cat?
You should...
yes.
You should put the...
yes. Two of them.
Put the captions on.
I guess I could.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to see captions on.
Oh, that'd be weird, yeah.
Because half sentences.
The person doing the captions would just quit 20 minutes in. Fuck this.
Just a lot of I don't know comes up in parentheses.
Just keep saying chatter.
Mumbling.
Chatter. Chatter. Mumbling. Laughing.
Exactly how I feel right now.
That movie's okay, Ali Wong. I like Ali Wong. How can you not like Ali Wong?
She's great. Yeah, she's very likable.
She wrote it. She wrote it with Randall Park.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's Park or Park, so I hit the S.
I think it's just Park.
I like tuck the S in under the K just in case I was fucking up. I went like Park.
Or you have to just, the next word has to be, it was written by Randall Park, so no good. Way.
I got a lot of shit about Pike Market in Pike Street Market in Seattle.
Neat, where they throw the fish?
I said Pikes on Twitter, and it was like as if I just offended a state. Fucking ridiculous. It's Pike, man.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
The state of Seattle, that's who.
Jesus,
one
Mark.
One of my
just...
favorite states. Keep it down, Mark.
I like the state, but it was an honest mistake. Clearly, it had been made a lot.
Was it a mistake?
Mistake. It's Pike Market. I apologize to all the people of Seattle. And
Seattle's, I we're sorry.
It. Yeah.
We're very sorry, Seattle's.
Now I can't go back there.
When I go to a city, I know how to pronounce everything so that the people, when I'm on stage, they don't get offended by local references. Like, you know, when I eat pizza at Ian's, I know... I know what to call it. I know how to say it. But this is the part where I say, Bert, turn it off. Bert Kreischer. He doesn't like the games part.
Oh, he doesn't?
Yeah, he loved everything until now, and the rest of it he doesn't care about. Turn it off, Bert. Yeah, let the games begin.
So now we can say shitty things about Bert all the way through?
Yeah, no, that's part of why I bring it up, is because not only does the audience have things to say, my guests often do. That guy's going to the to use his phone. He's going to drop a dime on me. But anyway, go ahead and select a name tag for which you'd like to play today. You can physically go out there and grab one.
Oh.
And while you guys figure it out, I know it's tough. We'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by SiriusXM. If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. SiriusXM brings you the deepest variety of commercial-free music for every genre and for every mood. When you hear the biggest names in talk, entertainment, and comedy, where you get news from every source, a lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/DLM to see offer details and to subscribe. For $1, you can listen to SiriusXM on your phone, at home, and online. So anywhere you are, any time of day, you can hear your favorite songs or discover new ones. Go to Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, XM.com/DLM and get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for $1. See offer details, offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. That was very nice name tag selection process. There was no yelling. Very, very civilized. What do you have there, Geoff? Jeff tried to check into the hotel today, and the lady at the front desk calls me and goes, could you approve the cost of Geoff's room? Mr. Geoff is standing in front of me.
Wow.
And this is
this is really, like, this is one of my nightmares. This is like, I'm like in the second grade again. People saying my name wrong in front of everybody. Come on.
I mean, you had also just said it to her, Jeff Tate checking in. Okay, yeah. Geoff.
Yeah, I mean, it's her bad, but let's not plant the seed.
Hey, look, if she believes it, that means it's right.
Let's start a new chant. Geoff, 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 Geoff.
Yeah.
That just sounds like everybody wants you to leave.
It doesn't sound good.
Or a pleasure, enjoy yours. What do you got there?
I'm playing for Dalton. Dalton, here's the Who.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a real fun. He drew a whole thing, crayons and everything. Good job.
Either his child drew it.
I mean,
somebody,
if that's
he
a
knows
kid,
maybe drew it.
If that's a,
it was me.
It was you. Okay.
I felt those look like grown-up lines.
All right. Well, we'll try to get that back to you because it's a huge space on the refrigerator that's empty now.
Look at his haunted eyes, Doug. This guy's seen some shit.
No, it's not bad at all. It's just when it's a podcast where no one can see it, you can really talk some shit. What do you got there, Anna?
I've Pulp Nixon. Nick?
Yeah, it's a dude named Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did I pick it? I don't know. Who knows why anybody does that?
Because what if Uma had a beard and glasses and was a man?
Well, and Tarantino just won the Cannes Award. So, you know, there you go. Honorary. Whatever.
All right.
Fuck it.
Yeah, that's good.
I read a cool article and I try to be cool and I fucking suck. So, anyway.
It was good. It was good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where do you get a load of this garbage Mark picked? I didn't know you worked in the sanitation industry. No, it is a good one. I even posted it on the internet today. It's Stand by Marin.
Yeah.
And it's got Dan Van Kirk, couldn't be here today, but me and Mark are on there, and Marin.
And she's right there.
Great job.
She's sitting right up front, and I didn't feel compelled to look very hard. There's a lot of people out there holding shit, and I'm like, this is really important. And then I picked you.
It had your face on it, and the spelling's different, but
that's what
Marin sounds like. Marin.
Marin does.
Like,
Marin,
it all came
Marin.
Together. Yep. This was perfect.
It's all coming together. Yeah, don't count on me winning. Don't hang your hope on
this
fucking horse.
Boyfriend? Yeah. I mean, he's wearing a shirt that says, hey, hey, playa, that's so she doesn't count on anything. Yeah.
Might as well just say a shirt that says monogamy is for losers.
That's probably another shirt.
No.
Another shirt for another day.
That shirt is talking to the people who see it. It's not what he's thinking. Yeah. It's what he say. It's what he says to me. Hey, hey, player. I'm the player. Not him. You're the player. When you read that, you're
the player. I get it, man. I get it.
Can I be a player?
Huh?
All you
Everyone can be a fucking
shirt.
Player. We can do the game or what?
Tito's?
Dear Comedy on State.
It's me, Anna. I would love a tall Tito's and soda.
You know, mine's,
love
barely,
yours.
Mine's barely finished, but I'll take another one too.
Also, can
I
you,
should,
P.S.
I speed up
you,
a little bit.
P.S., can you get my friend Doug a Tito's?
Oh, thank you.
Forever yours.
I got a show at 8. Are we going to do this or what? And it's in this room, so maybe... Yeah. Right.
Mark is anxious to come back and sit in this chair again and continue talking.
No, you know what?
Without all these other interruptions.
Yeah, I sit down sometimes.
You're looking forward to your solo show.
Yes.
I thought we were having a good time.
Why do people make fun of me sitting? It's an option. It's an option. There's a stool there.
No, I think it's great. I think it really establishes, tells the audience you don't care.
No, that's
a, in a good way. In a way of like, hey, I'm relaxed.
I what do I got to run around like a fucking idiot?
No, yeah. You don't. I'm glad we finally talked about this.
All right.
First of all, you ever go onto a thing and then sit on the stool, and then when you come out, the people that work at the club are like, oh, you sit on the stool? It's like, well, you motherfuckers put the stool up there. You're the ones that put it on the stage, and then I'm the asshole because I sit on the stool that you put up there? Don't put a fucking stool up
there. It's for a beverage and a towel.
No, they put another one up there for that. There's two stools up here.
Or a table.
Okay, well, everyone's got
look
their drink,
this.
And
oh
here
goodness.
We go.
Thank you. How'd you get a straw?
Do you want it? I have another one.
Oh, okay. Break the world.
Thank
break
you.
The world. You know, the straw thing is going to work.
It's
totally, going to get us under
right,
the wire.
You're right.
It's gonna, we finally did something that's going to make a difference.
Thank you.
Fuck it.
Yeah. And they're going to look back on this day and be like, that's when the tide turned. When they figured out straws were bad. They didn't have to do anything else.
Nothing.
It was just straws.
Well, that's because whenever they try to do anything else, all of our uncles go, what? No.
Now I got to drink
you.
It like a grown up.
I like to throw things out the window. Window.
These poor kids having to suck on juice boxes.
Oh, kids today with their bike helmets and they're not having brain injuries, constant brain injuries.
All right, we're losing Jeff. Let's get started.
Just hang on, man.
This first game we're going to play is called...
Can I guess?
No.
Okay.
Mark wants us to start already.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Take your time.
Okay, go ahead and guess.
No.
It's called Characters Welcome. I am going to name characters, thank you, from a motion picture, the end credits thereof, and there's just random things that are in end credits, and figure out what movie it is. Guess as often as you'd like. Pre-guess if you'd like.
Okay. Jumanji.
Excellent pre-guess. No.
Almost Famous.
Don't.
God damn you. That is the answer.
That was easy game.
So easy. All right, Mark. I picked that movie, of course, because you're in it. But I know you're not like, you don't stare at the credits of the movie, so.
That one I did.
Would you recognize the names from the movie, you think? The character names?
I know who the angry promoter was.
Yeah. Yeah, so you would have, if Jeff had just held back a little bit there, you know, you might not have known it from Arizona Housekeeper or from Mustache Boy, Acid Kid, Waving Girl.
Oh, that was my aunt.
But once we get into the names, like Dennis Hope, does that ring a bell to you?
Mm-mm.
That's, I think that was who Jimmy Fallon played.
Oh, the manager. No, he was somebody else. That wasn't
his
name.
Was he Dick Roswell?
Uh-uh.
Was he Russell Hammond?
Russell Hammond was a guitar player.
And then Penny Lane, of course, was
the
most memorable name, I think. Oh, and Bangs, the character played by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a memorable name.
Fallon played the manager that they kept referencing. I don't know.
And then... our friend Nick Swartzen played insane Bowie fan.
Yeah.
David Bowie!
Hedberg was in that too at the poker game.
Yeah, he was a manager of the Eagles.
Right. And with Peter Frampton there. There were some other people in it too.
Yeah.
Bunch.
It's full of people, that movie. Some of them are golden gods.
The mom was real great. Anyway,
Frances McDormand.
That's really funny that you all gave her credit for. That's really funny.
I just saw the guy who plays the kid in a movie. That
Patrick Fugit.
Yeah.
Fugit.
In an Alex Ross Perry movie, Queen of the Earth or something with Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah, he's in stuff all the time. Everyone would be blown away if they knew.
He was not a fun
Zoe,
kid in that movie.
Grown up kid.
Chanel was the sister.
Zoe, yeah. And the younger version of him was played by Michael Aragano, who's in tons of stuff these days. Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you an anecdote from the set?
Yes.
If we had time.
Okay.
Turns out we do.
Well, there's two. There's the one, you know, where I'm driving
you
that.
You son of a bitch. Can I tell an anecdote?
When I did.
How about four?
I got one about when I saw it. I'll just chamber it up.
When I was driving the golf cart part, you know, when I did the fighting part and the yelling part, the set was filled with people, stadium full of people, and then to drive the dumb golf cart and chase the fucking bus up the ramp. Everyone left, including the director. It was just me in the second unit, just for 3 hours, me just driving a fucking cart behind bus exhaust. No Cameron Crowe, no fucking anybody else. That's the glory of that movie.
Yeah.
The funny story,
movie
though, is...
movie about groupies, and there are none. Mm-hmm.
Was after I did the scene a couple of times, Cameron Crowe goes, "We had to import this anger from New York!" And that was that moment. Because I lived in New York at the time.
right? And you were like, close the door. It was pretty great.
Something like that.
Very
that's not
real
the line,
memorable
Jeff.
Scene. Yeah. Shut the door.
Yeah, that was it.
No,
man.
That's what you say instead of swearing.
Shut
the front door.
Oh, I've only seen the edited version. Yeah. I've only seen it on an airplane.
If you see the director's cut, it's mostly about the fight I had with Noah Taylor.
It is straight up on the plane that I took here. Like, it's available.
Oh, that means I should be getting a check for 23 cents.
Yeah.
I own it on DVD. How much do you get for that?
Mark got something for that.
You got a little something.
You got a little taste of that.
0.06 cents in a check that I will deposit.
Do you deposit the 2 cent residual check?
Fuck yeah, they're checked. What am I going to do with it? Just look at it, going like, is this funny? Just throw it in with the other check. So it's 2 cents. I'm not doing it because I'm like that guy. I'm just doing it
because if I threw 2 pennies on the ground right now, you wouldn't jump down and get them?
You call me a Jew?
That is not what he said at all. You are twist. This is a doctored video. None of those words were slurred.
I know what he meant, Tate. I know what it means.
Mark, that call's coming from inside the house, my man.
Most of them are. No, I wouldn't pick him up.
See, you're not Jewish or whatever. I don't know what your point was.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, when they write comedy on state on the glass, that means take this glass, but do it secretly. I think that's what that means.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
I will be stealing it.
That was the opposite of secretly. Even worse, you have a microphone. And it's being recorded. I hope. This would be a bad one to lose.
I'm going to have to pee soon if we don't get on with
it. Oh, me too.
You too?
Do you guys want to go do that?
No,
and Jeff and I will tell stories of when we saw Almost Famous?
No.
The year was 2000.
You can go.
The internet was only for the rich. I was bored on a September afternoon thinking next year I'm going to have to remember something of every day forever. But this year, in September of 2000, I was free to forget whatever I wanted to forget. And I had a free afternoon. One of many, Mark. I've had a pretty loose schedule my entire life. And I went to see a movie, and I was like, what's the longest movie you have playing? I was hoping for a nap in an air-conditioned theater and Almost Famous. And I was like, I'd rather see actual Famous. And they were like, nope, check this out. It's about music. And you know what? I fell asleep. It was great.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I watched the whole thing straight through. It's only like 2 hours.
Yeah. It's a pretty sweet movie, I guess.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's got a kind of different level of reality to me because he writes in such a way that every line is quotable, and so it becomes like...
I think I am going to go to the bathroom.
Hey, be sure you're back by 8 so you can sit up here and talk about how the world doesn't work.
I mean, even in 2000, when Maron ran after that bus, I was like, oh, fuck, that's Mark Maron.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody's going to meet a player in the lobby.
Oh, I hope he doesn't stand right next to him. Like at the...
Did he go to the bathroom?
Yeah, whenever...
Then he can hear us. I hope you're having fun, Mark.
Watch your back, buddy. There's a
Wash
guy
your
coming
hands.
On your six.
You're doing so good.
Oh,
ever pee so hard you tear up?
Yeah.
I just did.
No, but I teared up so hard.
Yeah.
That I shit.
Oh, this is fun.
Do you have any almost famous memories, Anna?
I thought you said you could hear us.
I heard you rambling about not having the internet. It was or something. No, I don't. I don't. I watched it and I went, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all right.
I was. I remember I liked Dennis. Nope.
Dennis Hope?
No. The radio guy. What was his name?
Dennis.
No.
Lester
who?
Bangs.
His
yes.
name was Dennis
yes.
Radio.
But what's his name? Actual...
played by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yep. Yep. That one.
And let's welcome him back to the stage. And let's welcome.
I brought this with me to the bathroom. I brought the dumb heart with me to the bathroom. It was useful because I was stressing out.
Could you hear us?
Yeah.
I heard everything you said.
All right. Cool.
And it was helpful. I appreciate it.
But did you remember which hand to grip tightly around something? Were you like gripping it with the other hand?
No, I just beat the shit out of my dick. I was confused. But oddly, it was also stress relieving.
This next game.
Do you edit this, Doug?
I only leave in the good parts, and there hasn't been one of those in a while.
Can I have one of your tissues? I just snotted.
I think those are napkins, and they're all wet with her cocktail.
Doesn't matter. She's in the middle of an embarrassing situation.
Let
her do what she has to do. Wow, man. That's rough. But you announced it, which was good.
What?
Okay. If you didn't hear her, she said, I just snotted and then went into a napkin panic.
She rubbed someone's garbage on her face. Stars, they're just like us.
This game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Yay!
We'll start with Jeff, and then we'll go to Anna, and then we'll go to Mark. So Mark has plenty of time.
Clint Eastwood.
To figure out what's happening.
No, wait. Wait a second.
The answers aren't even people, usually. This is where... I'll say the tagline of a movie to Jeff, and Jeff gets to guess what movie it is. If he can't get it, Anna gets a shot, then Mark. And if none of you get it, it's fine. These are very difficult. No, it ends when somebody's... when Jeff's got a bunch of them. That's when we'll call it. Then we'll play the last game where it really matters. But this first one is just Jeff to start. So yeah, don't jump in. Just sit there quietly knowing it. If you do. Jeff, the only privacy left is inside of your head.
Fuck. I fucking seen this movie. I've for sure seen this movie.
Yeah, you've seen some movies where there's no privacy left.
Except for what's in your head.
In your head.
Right? Thinking you can still keep your thoughts to yourself. You hear that, uncles?
That is the one. That is the one privacy that's left, according to this. The inside your head kind.
Is it Osmosis Jones?
That's a terrific guess.
Anna, what do you think it is?
It's what women want?
That's a terrific guess, but that's also be a scary tagline for that movie. Mark, do you have any idea?
1984.
Oh, that's a good guess, too. But I don't know, does that movie...
No, I just want to say something.
Would that movie have taglines? No, so serious, just say 1984 and leave it at that, I think. But anyway, this was a motion picture called Enemy of the State.
God damn it, I told you I've seen it.
Jeff did see it, yes. Let me write that down. Jeff saw it.
Is that Tim Robbins and Jeff Bridges? No.
No, I wish.
What was that
movie?
That's
Arlington Road.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, this one is Will Smith and a Jay bunch Hackman. Of people like Jack Black's in there. And
Seth Green. Ooh.
Ooh, they're best friends.
John Voight, that dumb motherfucker.
What the fuck? What snapped in his head? Anyways, come to my show later.
Oh, and I should remind Mark that in this game, like a theme will emerge. Like, the titles will start to all be, like, from some sort of theme.
All right, Mark's not a moron, but thank you.
I just, you know, Jeff.
He's a Maron.
It's Maron. It's Maron, Doug.
That was very, very cute. That was such a nice moment.
No, oh my God.
It's great. It's great. It's warm.
I love your band.
Thank you. What? Huh?
Mark Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Is that you too?
I'm doing it all, man. Jeff. I'm doing it all.
All right, this next one.
No wonder you can't see Aladdin.
Too busy jamming with the fellas.
All right, so nobody...
nobody those got are that boys? One.
Some of them.
Jeff gets first swing at this one. Big movie, period. Small town, period. I love these tiny sentences and taglines.
I know.
Huge trouble, period. What do you think it is, Jeff?
I think it's State and Maine.
That is correct.
Tate, just one. I like it.
All right, Anna gets to go first on this.
Shut
next
up.
One. I will not shut up. This is my show.
No, not you.
Anna, is there anything you'd like to say to the gentleman who just went into the bathroom?
Mark warmed it up for you.
I knew there'd be something you wanted to tell him.
Hey, playa.
That'd be great every time your stream hits the urinal. Hey, player.
I wish that when you like open the door of a 7-Eleven, instead of going bong, it goes, hey, player. Like, hey, what's up, door? I'm just here for some snacks.
The people that work there would love that. Anna, what movie
out.
Has the tagline? When he heard his cry for help, it wasn't human. And a quick look at Jeff's face. That tells you everything right there.
Say it again.
There's no reason for anybody to know this. I don't get it. I've seen this movie. And I do not. Hopefully you guys will explain it to me. When he heard his cry for help, it wasn't human. Do you have a guess, Anna?
It's your turn.
Area 54?
Yes.
Area
54.
No,
you were
no,
right.
No. It's the alien one where, you know what.
Yeah, that's the right area. Yeah. You're in the right area.
No.
Area 53?
Studio. No, it's Studio 54.
Studio 54.
No, Area
50. 409. 51. Oh,
50, no, 51. Area 51?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what number you say, the answer's not right.
All right, but you know it's what I'm talking mm-hmm. about.
What do you think there, Mark? I mean, it's not a tagline for one of your tours.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when he heard his cry for help, it wasn't human.
I don't know. It's a, like Bridges of Madison County.
It was a lady.
You just got Clint Eastwood on the brain.
That's true. You do love Clint Eastwood.
I don't know.
Jeff,
yeah, do it
we'll
again.
Go to Jeff.
My own private Idaho.
Oh, such a great guess. The answer is altered states.
Wow.
That doesn't even make sense, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It has nothing to do with that movie.
I don't think it does.
Damn it.
I mean, there's that eight-eyed ram
yeah,
or
your
whatever
face
at one point.
No, but that was like a panicky publicity person going, no one's going to get this movie. Make a weird thing.
Yeah. That's it. That is the backstory of that.
How right. do we describe it? Make it more confusing.
Bless you, audience member who sneezed. Full service podcaster. Anna, how's your drink?
Oh, I'll do another Tito's.
You already finished that when they just brought us?
Okay, you know what? I didn't know that I was being put on trial tonight.
I apologize. Bring her to.
Objection. Listen, I do that maritime law from earlier. I can handle this. This is some basic.
I had to be in a car with him for a while, so let me just have a freaking Tito's, okay?
Give her a goddamn Tito's.
Thank you.
And you get to start this next round while you wait.
Oh, I can't wait.
You wait.
Should
I can't
wait.
Get the drink first?
No.
Okay.
We got to move it along, right?
All right.
I'm already thinking about the answer.
I'm gonna give you two taglines from this movie, Anna.
For the same movie?
Same movie.
Thank you. I love you.
Damn, you give that up quick.
The listeners might have just thought she's really appreciative that I'm giving her two taglines.
Oh yeah. No, keep. Yeah.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
The first one is Fear God. Yeah, tagline for a movie. And the second one is Love Thy Neighbor.
Oh, I fucking feel like I know this maybe.
Fear God, Love Thy Neighbor were among several taglines for this motion picture. A movie that came out in your lifetime.
Oh.
Oh. I'm 13 years old, so that. I don't know, and I'm gonna. I know it's wrong, but it's fun. Bruce Almighty.
Fear God.
Morgan Freeman's a real asshole.
Yeah. He will fuck with you, Mark.
Animal House?
Let me give you one more run at this. So far, we have Enemy of the State, Altered States,
yeah.
State in Maine.
Got it. Okay.
And,
right, I see.
Animal House, filmed in the state of Portland. Huh? Anna's helping him.
Oh, the theme is states.
He's not a moron. It's
what voting wise politically what color is this state?
The one we're in?
Yeah.
So, well, it's mostly red, right?
It's a what?
Red state.
Correct.
Do I get half a point?
You get the whole point.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, because Jeff's going to win anyway.
I wasn't here to win. I was just here to get a point.
Well, you did it.
Thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Wisconsin.
Anna, you'll be back in the next game. Just sit this one out. Just enjoy your tattoos.
What do you mean? Why didn't she play in this one?
Because it's a tie I'm a between loser. You and Jeff. You each have a point.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck
Can
indeed.
She help me?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You were partner. You were partners.
That's okay. Hey, hey, player.
To,
Jeff, the theme is state.
To put more of a specific point on it, the title will have the word state in it.
Oh, I thought the theme was Tate.
If I would have caught on to that earlier, I probably would have gotten up.
Maybe.
It's not Tate. I thought it was Tate.
That's how Jeff got the one he got.
Yeah, Tate and Maine.
All right. So this time you just guess until somebody gets it right. Prepare for the next level. I will give you clues.
Super,
is this a tagline?
Super Mario yeah. Brothers has levels, but
the
no
state
states.
Of the Super Mario Brothers.
Hey, I don't know how many sequels they made. I'm just talking it out. I think maybe it's a.
Anna and Mark are discussing.
Little Man Tate. And it's a back door. The theme really is Tate.
You say it again?
The theme is still state, and I can try.
Statue of...
Prepare for the next level. All right.
Higher state.
Oh, the 13th floor. No, not that one.
This is a sequel.
The 51st state.
And it
that
stars.
Is one. That's a movie. That is the name of a movie, at least.
Here are the stars, Jeff. I'm saying Jeff because then he's going to say the title of the movie. Ice Cube and Sam Jackson.
Oh, Triple X State of Affairs. State of Triple X. Hang on. Triple X State and Maine. State of the Union. Triple X State of the Union.
Mark said it first.
It was all Anna. It was all Anna.
He didn't say the triple X part, so
it was implied.
Jeff wins.
We're not going to start that. And also,
I do think that it wasn't quite fair, but it's America, and I'm going to take it.
What? I mean, you can have it. I don't mind,
huh?
It just means you get to go first in the next game. That's all you want, really.
I thought that was it.
No, this is... We built up to the big one now.
This is the big one now?
This is the one, yeah. This all is right. Where you really have to come
well,
through.
Well, now I'm all jacked up with, wisdom and...
Wisdom?
Knowledge. I'm ready to go. I didn't even...
Right? It's fun, though. Once you start thinking about movies, you think of more ones. That you
but the fucked up thing about me is when I don't know the answer, I don't even want to talk.
I don't think
like,
that's
I'm just
true.
Sitting here and you're like... What?
There's no evidence of that, Mark.
No, I'm not talking about philosophical questions. I'm saying when there's an actual answer to a trivia thing that I don't know, I'd rather just say, fuck it, man.
Okay. Games are stupid.
Yeah.
Rules are for the man.
Yeah, man.
I could give you something to throw down when you say it, but
right, like
or
a,
like
at that
a table
heart.
To flip.
Hey, hey, player.
Hey, player.
That's how you win. You just flip that board over. Mm-hmm. Who won?
Yeah, when you're not doing well in Monopoly, just end it by flipping the board.
Yeah, like, look at all these pieces go.
That's how my dad would end every Trivial Pursuit game. We would play on Christmas till he'd quit. And he just knocked it. Whenever someone, me or my brother, would know an answer the, where he was like, you should have known that one, he'd get mad and quit. Like, yeah. Fucking, how do you know anything about Nixon? Smashing table. I don't know, man.
He wants to keep you stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he was a minister, anything. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. He tried to keep me stupid. You're right.
It worked.
Mark. When I say mean things about Jeff.
No, listen, I like Mark so much that if that's what he needs to do to feel better about himself, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it, man. I've looked up to you for a long time. If you need to take some swipes, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Honestly, I owe you at least that much.
What?
I owe you at least that much.
So this next game, Doug, I can't wait.
Last Man Standing. Mark, people love this game because it's, you know, anyone can play it, really. Not anyone can be good at it. But
I think you forgot that I won.
She
Lexington.
Yeah, no,
you did forget I won in Lexington.
No, you did win. You did. No, that's why you're back.
It's going to be
awful.
If
you lose today, you're never coming back again.
It's hurtful. Thank you.
I mean, unless people write to me and say, bring her back anyway, and then we'll have heated words, because it's my show. But no, you're definitely coming back. Unless you lose today. Here we go. I'm going to get the name of an actor or actress from an audience member, Mark, and then we're going to take turns naming movies that person has been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you have a lifeline. You can go to Maren one time.
One time?
Yeah, you can go to her.
Oh, wow, and, two Marins.
Yeah, and... And Anna can go to... What's his name? Nick.
Yep, that guy.
And Jeff, who are you going to?
Mark and Anna can fight over who goes to that guy. I'll be fine.
Whoa.
Whoever
needs
a second.
Jeff does not want his lifeline. No offense to the name tag he picked. You're going to enjoy your prizes.
Yeah.
So Jeff's going lifeline.
All right.
This is exciting. Where is, from Twitter, Nick Earl Actor? Hey! Sounds like a lady. Nick is a man who is also an actor?
Yeah, I try.
Okay. And what's your suggestion, Nick?
Robert De Niro.
Oh, the great... Robert De Niro.
I gotta name a movie that he's in?
Yeah. Over and over, you know, but every time it gets back to you, you have to think of another one.
Okay, I'm gonna
been in a lot of movies.
Well, we should start with the big ones then, right? Taxi
well,
Driver.
Well, do whatever. Whoa. Don't start saying them now.
Don't start saying them now.
Wait till it's your turn, but yeah.
I thought it was my turn.
No, well.
Well, yeah.
Well, anyone would have said
you
that.
You do
like,
get
it doesn't
to go
fucking
first.
Matter.
You're right. But I like to play along on this one.
All right.
And which order were we going in before? It was coming this way,
just
right?
Just the one?
We'll go that way.
There's See? Enough. Sorry.
What?
It's here. No, usually there's
no,
two.
No, sometimes I get more than one name, but De Niro.
I mean.
Come on.
Forget him.
I mean, do you want to... Yeah, he was great in Donnie Brasco, but do you want to...
I'm walking here. In here, you seen that movie? Hey,
it's the wrong guy.
Taxi Puncher. It's called Taxi Slapper. Subtitle: I'm walking here.
That's not Robert De Niro.
Show me the money.
Good morning, Vietnam.
It doesn't sound like De Niro at all.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that at all.
So, Anna, would you like a second name? We could get a second name.
No.
Okay,
just,
we're doing one name.
We're happy
that
to be.
That name is Robert De Niro, which, of course, is Italian for the money.
Good job.
Oh, damn. Someone got Rosetta Stone.
With a D on the end. Anna.
There you go. That's your next album, Rosetta Stone.
It was good.
Remember that. Mark it down,
it's
Ryan.
It's a good album title, but I got to do Emotional Support Doug first. So, Anna, what is your
Clifford the Big Red Doug.
All the films of Mr. Money.
Which one
would you like to say?
I will start with Anger Management.
Robert De Niro?
Yeah. Wow.
Let's regroup.
You mean...
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Jack Nicholson, but I can't get mad if you're mixing up old white guys. It's really popular these days.
All right, Godfather 2.
Yes.
What kind of fucking psycho says anger management for Jack Nicholson first, even? You thought it was Jack Nicholson, and you were anger management. That Nicholson classic.
Well, Mark did say, let's do the big ones first. So, Jeff... Jeff, we're running out of time. We've got to speed round this shit. What's your answer?
Robert De Niro, analyze this.
Oh, yeah? Well, analyze that.
Boom.
Mark?
Deer Hunter.
The Deer Hunter, but I'll accept it. Anna?
Taxi Driver.
It's The Taxi Driver, but I'll accept it.
The Raging Bull.
Yes. The King of Comedy. What do you got, Mark?
How about Guilty by Suspicion?
Okay.
I believe you.
You say so. Anna?
Meet the Parents.
Mm-hmm, Jeff?
Meet the Fockers.
Doug, Little Fockers. Mark?
What?
It's back to you. This is real brick, by the way. Most comedy clubs, you fuck with the back wall, they'll get mad at you because it's not brick. It's not really brick. Goodfellas, very good. Anna.
This one with Robin Williams.
Oh, shit. Can we not go to your lifeline?
Yeah.
Lifeline.
Heat.
That's a good movie.
That's a good one.
Or maybe it was just a request from a chilly audience member.
The brick makes it cold down here.
Jeff.
Oh, man. There's no windows. It feels like a casino.
Oh, my God. I look at you, Jeff, and I just shake my head and say, this boy's life. Mark?
My co-star in the new Joker movie. One scene. It's not out yet.
I'm probably going to be out with this one. The Freshman?
What?
With Marlon Brando?
What did he play, Marlon Brando?
Was he one of the gangs?
Was he Matthew Broderick?
Then,
yeah, there's like a what do you call it?
There's one
lizard
with,
in that movie.
Robin Williams, and he can't move, and I don't.
Oh
remember.
Yeah, Awakenings.
That's what it. Awakenings.
Jeff.
Oh man. Okay. The answer is Cape Fear.
Couldn't work that one into a sentence?
Nope.
Nope, fear. Wait.
I mean, aren't we right now on an isthmus of fear?
We are on an isthmus.
The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
The Mission.
Yes. Very good. You out, Anna?
A Lego Movie?
That's not a terrible guess. Jeff?
Okay, it's called The Bagman. It's got John Cusack in it.
Okay, okay.
It sucks, but he's in it.
Ooh. Bang the Drum Slowly.
Yes.
Oh, American Hustle.
Mean Streets.
I mean, Mark.
The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
Dang. The Dang That Couldn't Shoot Straight. That's what I hear. That's a righteous kill. Yes. I remembered it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man. What was that one that he was in where he's all like,
Awakenings.
Is it me?
No, it's me. He was in...
What's so funny? Your nose on the microphone. You guys can't see it, but I can.
The Untouchables. Oh.
1900.
Mm-hmm. Look at Jeff.
Once Upon a Time in America.
Oh. I was just thinking about that one.
Too bad you didn't say it.
No, because I didn't need it, because I could say The Last Tycoon.
Ooh. If only there was just one more.
The Intern? The Intern?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh. Hide and Seek. Yeah.
What?
I didn't see it. It's terrible, but he was in it. It's a horror movie with one of the Fannings. Is she? See? Do you hear recognition ripple through the crowd?
Just gonna sit here and make that noise. All right, we gotta go. Time is up. So I might just throw it right here. Might just give up. I mean, it doesn't affect the outcome, really.
He's still safe.
I'm not allowed to win. It's my lot in life. Oh, Brazil!
American Hustle, is that what it's called?
I said that already.
Don't say answers in the audience. Yeah, American Hustle already came up.
It did?
Yeah, but say that other one.
I think he was in Roger Corman's The Raven.
Oh, that sounds right. If you want to mix him up with Nicholson again.
Damn it.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't?
I don't think so. Oh, Jeff?
Fucking fuck.
Oh, no.
You got this.
No, I know. I got another one for sure.
Yeah.
Because the one that I know for sure is called Killing Season.
Oh, okay.
And it's got John Travolta in it.
Where'd you come up with that? Did you pull that out of the Silver Linings playbook?
I think I found it in Marvin's room.
All right. Well, this is not giving me any joy.
Mad Dog and Glory.
Jeff Tate is our winner. Where is the person you're playing for? Where are you
over
at?
Here.
Come get your prizes, dude.
Right.
Mark's going to sign the poster for you.
I mean, look how much he looks like
you
that.
You get to take your poster back. And see? Here's this.
It does look like you. Very good.
Yeah. Dalton, yeah.
Dalton. Good job, Dalton. And be careful, that bag is, seriously, the candle's going to just rip out of the bottom of that thing.
With the names.
Write,
be
fuck
careful.
On here.
Yeah. All right, like man. We should go to dinner first.
Good one.
I was trying to get a free dinner, Mark.
I'm going to be in Dallas and Fort Worth at both of the Hyenas clubs there on June 15th and 16th. Jeff, what do you got to plug?
I have a podcast called Altered Tates with my brother, and I did not know about the movie Altered States.
You should use that tagline for your podcast with your brother, that it's inside your head, but it's not a human.
Yeah. Now we're in there with our earbuds, with your earbuds. Anyway, I'm in Cleveland on June 12th, I think. I think it's a Wednesday. I'm at Hilarities that day.
That's a neat place.
Yeah.
I'm in at Go Bananas the last weekend in June, 27, 8, 9, and 30.
Cool.
And some other stuff. And, you know, the fall's pretty booked.
Okay.
Well, that's good to hear. Nice to hear, Jeff. Anna, promote yourself.
I will be in Cleveland next Friday, the 31st.
Fuck Cleveland's got it all.
Fuck Cleveland.
It's all happening in Cleveland.
And
your Twitter handle is?
Anna the Mazza, and same for Instagram.
Nice. And, Mark Maron, Easy Season 3Z, is on Netflix right now.
This is going to go up tomorrow?
Yeah, or Monday.
Oh, Monday. This is big. On Thursday on WTF, David Letterman.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And the film Sort of Trust opens in July, but I got a bunch of dates coming up in D.C., Philly, Chicago, Portland, San Francisco, Nashville, Dallas, Austin, Houston, WTFpod.com.
Are you just naming all the cities you could think of?
No, it's just like, I don't know the dates. You got to go to WTFpod.com/tour.
Okay. We could do that. It's been too long since I've done a show here. It's, of course, impossible to forget how much fun it is every time I do, so I will try to come back sooner. Thank you to Comedy on State. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Jeff Tate, Anna Mazza, and Mark Maron. We'll see you guys out here in the... you can't miss us. You can't leave without seeing us. And as always, positive energy!
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, talk, comedy, and news, they have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/DLM to see offer details and to subscribe. That's Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, XM.com/DLM. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required. Until next time!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.